This is GIS News. Coming up, color coding system for public passenger vehicles. Cabinet approves government communications policy and contract approved for Papine Mona Sewerage project. The news in detail after this message.
Some of the cases we come across at Sesoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sesoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Now the news. The Transport Authority has introduced a system of color coding of public passenger vehicles as part of ongoing efforts to improve the public transportation system. Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Donald Foster, says under the new regime, all taxis are required to have a checkered strip running down the side of the vehicle, as well as a globe at the top, clearly marked taxi.
These standards are now part of our regulations. They are gazetted, and so come the end of March, all Hackney carriage taxis as well as route taxis will be fitted with their color-coded signs. It will help us to better monitor public transport. It will improve order, and it will help commuters to easier identify legally operated taxis.
Mr. Foster says route taxis will feature a black and white checkered strip running along each side of the vehicle from the front to the back, while vehicles operating as Hackney carriages will have a black and yellow checkered strip. The strips should be about 4 inches wide. Meanwhile, Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Donald Foster, says no license renewal will be granted during the 2016 licensing period without the requisite checkered color-coded strip and globe, along with the relevant vehicle examination. Mr. Foster says no extension will be granted for public passenger operators to renew their licenses beyond the 2016 period, which runs from February 15 to March 31.
Come the 15th of February, when we start our license reapplication, the Transport Authority will not issue any license to vehicles that are not properly color-coded or vehicles that have not gone through the process of examination for the mechanical and structural integrity of the vehicle to operate as a safe public transportation vehicle.
Mr. Foster was speaking at a GIS think tank session Wednesday. Cabinet has approved the award of a contract valued at $51.34 million for Phase 1 of the Papine Mona Sewerage Project. The contract has been awarded to Surrey Paving and Aggregates Company Limited. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner made the disclosure at a Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday.
The project forms part of the National Water Commission's continuing development of sewage treatment facilities serving the Papine Mona area.
Minister Faulkner says under this phase of the project, 1.5 kilometers of PVC trunk sewers and sewer manholes will be constructed from the University of Technology UTEC's southwestern boundary to the existing manhole at the intersection with Mona Road. Work is scheduled to begin this month and will last for 10 months. The contract is being financed from the NWC's capital budget and by UTEC. And a Government of Jamaica communications policy has been approved by Cabinet. The policy outlines the framework to be used by the ministries, departments, and agencies when communicating and engaging with members of the public. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says it will seek to ensure timely, consistent, and accurate dissemination of official information, as well as the use of effective strategies to transmit, reach, and get feedback from citizens.
The policy articulates 9 pillars of government communication responsibilities, including providing timely, accurate, and clear information, ensuring that government institutions are appropriately identified, visible, accessible, and accountable to the people, ensuring more cooperation among ministries, departments, and agencies, and leveraging social media.
Senator Faulkner adds that the policy outlines clear roles and responsibilities for ministers, government communicators, and other government officials in the communication of official information. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.